Looptail.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Kara Quinn.
And I'm Gary Kelly. We're here on behalf of Looktail.
To talk with you about the Looktail Recognizer app for your iPhone. So this app is an iPhone app, and it allows you to do just what its name implies, and that is to recognize items or places. So the majority of this podcast is actually going to be two audio segments. Gary and I have actually taken some time and recorded a little bit of an in-depth demonstration of Recognizer. So we each have a segment, and we're going to introduce those to you now. So I guess the first thing that we'll do is Gary's segment, and he describes a little bit of how to use it, shows us how to use it. So with that, let's just turn this over to Gary.
We're going to be demonstrating how you capture images with Recognizer and the basic elements of the Recognizer program. We've just opened Recognizer on my iPhone. We're now looking at the first element in the menu, which is Settings. If you open Settings, we find we have several elements within Settings.
High-res barcode scan, diagnostic data, switch button, recognition, switch button, on. Library lock, switch button, off. 26. Elements in library.
So it says we have 26 elements in our library. The library lock is off. We can gather diagnostic data, but that's used for work on the program. We don't need to worry about that in terms of using it. We then have a capability of recognition on off. And we'll be showing you why that becomes important as we capture images.
Library lock, switch button, recognition, switch button, on. Diagnostic data, switch button, off, version 0.7.0 build 7 day 2012, 01.24.
And of course it tells you the version number. So now we're going to go
on,
back,
right, lock, 26. Back button.
To the main screen.
Recognizer, settings, button. Recognizer, heading, data, button.
We have a button for data, which opens up our data library and shows you the images that are stored. We have 26 images at this time.
Capture image button.
Capture image is the next button, and that's a very important one because it allows us to add to the library.
Start barcode scanning button.
Start barcode scanning is what Kara will be demonstrating to you. I won't demonstrate that here.
Capture image button.
What we're most interested in is adding these images to the library so we have something that we can recognize. I'm going to show you how we can capture the images and the things you need to know to capture images of high quality. The first thing you want to do is have good lighting in the area where you're capturing your image. Doesn't mean you need exceptional lighting, just normal good lighting that a person can, who has vision, can see to read and handle things easily. That's probably enough lighting for Recognizer. We then need to know when we set up the surface that we have a nice surface to work on. You want something with a neutral or plain background, all white, all beige, all yellow, whatever. Something that would be have no features or texture that Recognizer might pick up as part of the background and confuse it with the image that we want to capture. The other element you'll want to know is when you are capturing the image of an item, you want to try to have that item fill the view field. So when the sighted person is focusing on the item, the image on the viewfinder pretty much fills it to have as little or no background, if possible. On more complex images, or where you have multiple items of one brand, they're all Campbell's soup. Well, capturing Campbell's every time doesn't help you identify which one. If you only looked at Campbell's on each can, you still wouldn't know what it was. Well, that's the way Recognizer works too. It needs to see what's different about the cans in order to tell the difference because it doesn't read them. It only recognizes the pictures. So when we're photographing it, we're capturing that image, we want to pick up what is unique and different on each label. If you can follow these few simple rules, good lighting, have a featureless background, and focus on the feature-rich portion of the image that's different or unique in each one, you'll get the best recognition. We're now going to show you how you do the image capture, and I have a sighted assistant to to do this, and that's what we're going to demonstrate here, is how you get your sighted friends, family members, or anybody else who might act as your assistant in making the images. It's easiest to have a sighted assistant to make them, simply because you can then be sure you can get consistent, high-quality images. If you're doing it yourself, it may be problematic that you've got a good image. And Kara's going to demonstrate some tips and tricks on how to do that, if you should need to, but we're going to show you how to get help and how to have those helpful friends get you the highest quality images. So my assistant, Anna, is going to capture some images here and put them in our library, and then we're going to show you how it can recognize the images that were captured. Okay, Anna, you want to begin with a capture image there?
Sure.
Capture image. Record your description after the beep.
No sugar added, Swiss Miss chocolate.
Description saved.
No sugar added, Swiss Miss chocolate.
Right, what you've heard
no
here.
No sugar added, Swiss Miss chocolate.
You've heard it. Capture the image, and now she's focused the iPhone back on the box, and it's reading what it is in her own voice.
No sugar added, Swiss Miss chocolate.
So when it ever sees that item again, it brings up the recording that she has made of her voice reading the name of the item. And when it saves the name of the item, you heard the tone. When she captured the image and you heard the tone for her to give the name, at that time she could have spoken a description of up to 20 seconds long. If she stops speaking, it'll stop the recording, or if she double taps the screen, it'll stop the recording. That's very useful if you're working in areas of high ambient noise. Let's do another item.
Capture image. Yep. Record your description after the beep.
Fresh cut green beans.
Description saved.
Fresh cut green beans.
So this is a can of fresh cut green beans, and you can tell that it's quickly and easily recognized now, and other cans could be. Now we're going to show you a quick little tip about this can too. These cans in America are always made with a label rolled on one way in a clockwise direction. So that means the seam overlaps at one point. And where that overlap is, if you slide your finger along it, you can feel where the overlap is. Well, if we orient that can to where the seam is on the left at 9 o'clock position, looking down at the top of the can, we now know that we have the can right side up, and we know if we keep it with that seam at the left side, the 9 o'clock position, we're actually looking at the image on the can. Every time, all labels on all cans in America are made that way on larger cans. Now, other types of cans, odd shapes and things, may be a little different, may print it a little different. But 99% of the time, you're going to find it rolled on exactly that way. What that does for you is makes it easy then for me to take the iPhone and recognize this can.
Fresh cut green beans.
Okay, because I know
fresh cut green
I can tell where the
fresh
label is and where the seam is, how to find the part of the can to scan. So it's much easier than having to look for a barcode where I don't know where it would be, and it's never in a consistent location. The pictures on cans usually are. Now we can tell different kinds of things as soon as they're in the database in a reliable and easily used manner. You don't have to be all that good at using the iPhone and aiming it to pick up these images. It does it very easily and quickly.
This app actually has barcode scanning included for times when you don't have sighted help. Gary, in his segment, had some sighted help. I didn't. And so, you know, if you have a cabinet full of soup cans and you don't know what they are, you know, if you can get a little bit of help figuring that out, that is obviously terrific. And the barcode scanning is a way to do that. It's not perfect, but it can be very, very helpful. So in this segment, I'm going to show you a little bit about that. So here we go.
So I'm going to double tap the start barcode scanning button.
Start barcode scan.
Now it's going to turn to a stop barcode scanning button so I can cancel the scan if I wish. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the phone up now to the can where I know where the barcode is.
Amy's minestrone soup.
And there we go. It read the barcode and it said Amy's minestrone soup. So now if I wanted to, I could recognize this can just like we did before. And I would then not need to use the barcode scanning feature. I would be able to just recognize it just as we did before. So now once you scan the barcode like that, the barcode scanning mode is canceled and we're back in recognition mode. So there you go. That's barcode scanning on Recognizer.
Thank you, Kara. That was a nice summary of how to use the barcode reading option within Recognizer.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you again, Gary. And I think with the two pieces that we did together, people hopefully will have a good idea on how to use the LookTel Recognizer app.
Again, thank you all for listening to our podcast. You can get more information at looktel.com. That's LOOKTEL.com.
Have a great day, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening.